Hey guys, and welcome to episode 46 of Dad Knows Best. I am Harrison Mudge, father of one. Father of one seven-month-old little bambino.
He's 7 months.
He's 7 months. That's right, Adam Callow, my co-host.
7 months.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't here.
Father
yet.
Of two.
You didn't introduce me.
Yeah, you didn't exist for a moment. You were just speaking from the ether. Father of one. Father of two over here. Today, it's kind of a follow-up of a follow-up. So for the past two shows, we've been speaking about... Oh, sorry. For anyone that's like new to the show or new to watching or new to listening, by the way, just see how I'm like right in the rhythm of it because it's like part three and my mind's already set. This is just a show where a couple of dads, a couple of OGs talk about what it's like to be a couple of hip dads.
Don't go that far.
You know, I think we've got cred. By the way, this mic is falling to pieces. So if at any moment I go silent,
it's limp,
fell
man.
Off.
We just use dad dick.
I think they're that.
Whoa. For anyone that's now no longer listening, this was a show about some good friends, probably too good, just sharing war stories, pop tips, advice, and just having a giggle along the way and just, you know, having... I say we have a giggle because this show is mainly about entertainment for fathers is mm-hmm. kind of the shtick. But I realize that we are, and we do more often than not, talk about quite serious topics.
Yeah, we break through the noise because we tackle serious topics in a lighthearted way, and that allows people to listen in a relatable way for them to take positive action in their life.
Subscribe. So today...
That's all I've got, by the way.
You spent.
I need to pop that V to get that back.
Jesus.
I keep looking at your limp mic.
It's so limp. For anyone that's listening, please just search Dad Knows Best on YouTube to see how limp it really is. Like even the main shaft of the mic is just like limp as well. Cool. So...
You got a real weird grip on that.
Just cup it. Now I understand why you hold it.
You do realize the other day, like I remember when I was in that podcast, it came that loose. I felt like I was a rapper on stage. I was holding the mic in my hand because I refused to let it go.
Like the bass is pretty solid, but from shaft to tip, it's a bit loose. Anyway.
It's a soggy tip.
To the meat and bones of the conversation that we're trying to have. We've spoke previously about two different shows about social media and tech.
What other shows were you on?
When episode 45 and 44.
Oh, our show.
Our show. Yeah, we talk about some real cutting edge stuff. Like we were talking about tech, kids, when they should get it, not necessarily when they deserve it, but when are they old enough to sort of use the platform appropriately and not be affected by social media and the potential mm-hmm. negative effects. Now, last week we spoke about specifically sort of Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, all these things, and your boys are probably too young to be using Instagram, for example.
Yep.
But they can they are getting exposed to things like TikTok, for example, is quite a young demographic.
My kids are still too young.
Still to you.
Mm-hmm.
Your choice or theirs?
They don't know what TikTok is.
Just because they're not exposed to like social media or the...
I think me and Sara made a conscious effort not to... Like Sara is on TikTok. She's not dancing on TikTok.
What's her TikTok handle?
She's a consumer of TikTok videos. She's fallen into the TikTok hole a couple of times.
She's a lurker.
Which works a treat for me and you when we want to play Call of Duty. And she's upstairs in a TikTok hole.
Throw a phone at her with TikTok
exactly,
on.
Yeah. Start scrolling. No, but we consciously use... We try to consciously use social media away from the kids.
Do they have any concept of the internet? And I know that's a broad statement, and obviously they know what YouTube is, they know what Fortnite is.
You know what's
is.
So interesting is they don't have a broad concept of the internet, but they know voice search and use it more than I do.
That's interesting. On what?
So they use it on our Google Home and Netflix and YouTube. Okay. Sorry, not Netflix. YouTube is what I'm thinking of. So Google Home, they'll put music on and they'll play... And now, actually, interestingly, Reggie knows how to use Siri. So Reggie will be like, hey, Siri, call daddy. And then I apologize. Anyone that's got an inappropriately named husband or girlfriend or boyfriend in their phone called Daddy has just got a phone call.
My phone pinged them. But yours is going off, by the way.
Was it?
It's not in your pocket, mate. It's probably on the floor already.
Oh, it is. What's going on? It says it can't find Daddy in my contacts.
So they know how to search for stuff, but they are only aware of platforms, right?
Correct.
Is what you kind of say. Yes. So they don't know the idea that you can go onto the internet and find whatever you want to look for. Sort of
exactly.
Thing. They know that, the Google Home will play music if I ask for it.
Yeah, they'll know that, and they'll say, I want to watch a video on this. So, like, Riley will be like, he'll press the voice icon on YouTube search and be like, Fortnite drawing. And then it'll bring up Fortnite characters to draw. And Reggie will now initiate Siri to call me. Yeah, he calls me all the time, man. It's so annoying. Like, all the time.
You're so frustrated with that as well, aren't you?
But he sends me iMessages and stuff like that now as well.
What, saying what?
Fucking 3,000.
Recorded or?
Both. Voice ones as well as just emojis.
It's probably his
job. I love him to bits.
Can he write? What's his spelling ability?
He can't. Well, sorry. He's
what's his reading and writing ability at the moment at 3?
So writing freehand. You couldn't write anything unless he's like tracing it.
Yep.
So he doesn't know.
He's learning the motor skills.
He has fantastic motor skills, actually, like far beyond what Riley was at that age, which is interesting. And no reading ability right now.
Cool. So you actually said to me earlier on this week.
Hold on, you make notes of what we talk about.
Mate, you think I just like roll in to this room?
You literally said to me in our friendship, I'm like a carrier bag in the wind or something to that effect.
That is my life ethos.
But a carrier bag in the wind does not take notes on friends.
A carrier bag can hold things still.
Not Sainsbury's bags. These have the holes in it.
Yeah. Liquids, obviously not. Larger objects, fair enough. But one of the things you said was, let me take you back. The conversation went something like, oh, funny story how we spoke about social media last week on the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that not...
What?
You said funny story. No. I thought you made a joke. You often do that, by the way.
You said that... I'm going to say Riley. Mm. I would assume it's Riley.
Yeah.
Has been getting friend requests on Fortnite.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. Like 120.
Mm-hmm. Now... My assumption, and tell me if I'm wrong, because I don't really know Fortnite anymore, but I have an Xbox and understand how like friends work on that. Obviously, you invite someone to be a friend. If you play with someone online, you can send a friend request, but you choose to become their friend or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that is kind of the internet. Obviously, you know who they are, that's an account, but there's no reason why someone still can't just make different accounts and this whole thing. But like, so Riley's got access to people on the internet, not a chat room or anything like that, but essentially the same thing, right? You don't know, there's millions of people that play Fortnite and you don't know who they are. Is that the way you said it? It felt like it was like new and surprising to you.
Yeah, it was.
Is it something that you've been aware of before? So what are you doing? Like,
so I think as a parent, you sort of like box off like social. When you think social, I'm like, oh, LinkedIn, like da-da-da-da-da, so, air quotes, social platforms. I didn't really put gaming in the social box. So when he started to get involved in Fortnite, it was, for me, yeah, it's like an online multiplayer game, but he's in the game, he's in the mix, he comes out of the game, he's in the lobby, blah, blah, blah. There's no social element to it. And you say that there's no chat. And the reason it was like more of a surprise to me is what happens, like specifically on Fortnite. So he's good at Fortnite. So when people realize he's good, at the end of the game, he gets friend requests, but we didn't know he was having friend requests.
Okay.
So,
and what's he playing on, sorry?
iPad.
iPad, okay.
So he gets these friend requests, doesn't see them, and all of a sudden he clicks in something. He's like, Daddy, what are these? And he can read now. Like, he can read friend request. Like, he reads it. What is this? It's friend request.
And is it, sorry to jump in, but is that linked to an Epic account?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and he has his own.
Okay.
So he gets all
so
these...
So has he got his own email then?
Yeah.
For that?
Oh. Yeah. Obviously, we forged the date of birth and stuff like that, but like, we wanted,
So you're the cause.
Yeah.
But I guess what, they're going to be 16?
I don't know.
Or 13?
I think it's 13, but I randomly email him now and then, seriously. He hasn't got access to his email, but I think it's going to be really interesting when he's 18 or 27 or 40, whenever I give him access to that email address, to be like, I've been emailing you for the last 40 years. Every time you piss me off, you've got an email. Every time I'm really proud of you, you've got an email. There you go. You've got 472 emails in your inbox to go through. That's what daddy thinks of you.
Select all archive.
At least you didn't just go like for daddy. Delete. At least you didn't just go for delete. Like I know, daddy. Just in case. So he got these friend requests, and then I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then I was like, oh, you can just accept them. But before I did, I had a quick second thinking about what we spoke about in the podcast. And I was like, hold on, how does this, what's the like mechanics of Fortnite? He gets friend requests and he sees people in the lobby that he can play with. Here's the thing. One, it's educating him that connecting through games, mm-hmm. one little small thought. Second thought is there is the chat element. If you've got people in
just
your lobby,
text.
No. It's like Warzone for us through an iPad.
You've got voice chat.
Mic is on.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
So I'm like, oh, this is actually, this is more like a social network all of a sudden. The byproduct is they're playing a game together, but he could be in a lobby with three people that he's never met. I don't know. I haven't sense checked. I haven't vetted. Mm-hmm. At his age, I'm like, oh, this is not good. So I was like, okay, I need to take a step back. Tell him not to do anything. He's like, why? I'm like, I haven't really worked this out yet, kid. I'm like, I'm still working this out, whether you should be on Fortnite. I didn't say whether you should be accepting friend requests. I'm like, I'm trying to work out whether you should be on Fortnite. Put the fear of God into him that I'm going to take Fortnite off him. He ain't going to touch that friend list.
Yeah, well, I mean, a couple of things. One, obviously, there's a reason why Fortnite's 13 or whatever the age group is. And part of that's probably the content because it's guns and violence, even though it's cartoony. But there's also those sort of aspects. The interesting thing about that is like, 99% of the planet are well-intentioned good people.
Good people, yeah.
So, like, in general, there shouldn't be anything to fear. But obviously, there are some weirdos out there. And you wouldn't necessarily, even though they're not in the room with someone, you wouldn't necessarily let them chat to a stranger any other time.
Agreed.
And even though they've got a common, Like it is just playing a game, right? And you're just communicating.
Yeah, I know, but it's the same as me throwing my kid into an MSN chat room about Fortnite. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing to me.
And like unfortunately, the sick-minded individuals are most likely to probably go, well, this is a place where innocent people gather. And like that's
but even
the scary angle.
That's like the really
that's worst case, obviously. Yeah, yeah. But like, but even, that is the concern, right? Is that this is the prime example of how vulnerable people get targeted.
Yeah, that's like the worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. But even just like the common sense approach to it for me is, I don't want three other gamers because they might be 13, they might be 22. You don't know. They're just gamers. Mm-hmm. They've got handles. You don't know who they are. They're just handles online. That's what like Instagram is. You've just got handles. You don't know who the identity is. So then it's like, I don't want some guy like pulling a shotty out, missing the target, getting killed and be like, that's fucking, I don't want that aggression language being shouted down into my living room because it's on my kid's iPad and it's coming out because here's what will happen.
And it comes out
out the iPad. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we've got headphones.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't want that coming out because two things are going to happen. It's going to expose him to stuff I don't want him to be exposed to.
Yep.
And I'm going to have to take that off him at that point. Like, and then it's going to cause
a conflict.
Then I'm going to have that conversation as to why. And all of a sudden then it's like the forbidden fruit. I don't want that situation. It's all positive right now. So it was just like a moment for me. I'm like, because normally I kind of think like, as Sam, our friend Sam realized today, I think like one step. Let's get this one step done. Like, let's go. And Sam was like, I want the full picture. I'm like, I'm not fucking Picasso. Like, I just want the next step. Give me the brush. Normally I'd be like, yeah, cool. Except they're just people online. But it's the knock-on effects that I'm now trying to think through.
It's like, to use the painting example, it's like using a small, like, 2-inch brush to paint a single shelf and realizing you need to cover the whole room and you should have got a roller.
How the hell is that the same?
Hey, I'm trying to think. I was like going in with first step intentions and then realizing there's a bigger picture to understand.
Oh, no, I'm
with you
now. Okay, you're right. Okay, I get there. Sorry, I'm slower today, Harry.
You've been drinking and you've had a quarter of a drink.
Man, Hey, this is my second drink. The first one you made, you even came in and was like, the ratio's off.
There was so much ice.
The ratio's off. But anyway, the tool talk thing for me, I was like, this is actually, a learning curve, because the things that I grew up with that was social media and games, the two are intertwined. I didn't realize that until that conversation.
So the other thing as well is, like, the reason I didn't even think about it either is because for me, like, I know Xbox. I've been playing and somewhat religiously since, when did we start playing back in the day? It was like
18 years ago, 20 years ago.
But like with Xbox Live though and stuff, it was like, it's at least
15, 16 years old.
God, it feels weird to even say that. Yeah, must be 15 years now. Yeah, mad. Yep. But back then, like, for example, Xbox Live was a place where you could play. For anyone that doesn't know, you can play games online and join random lobbies and literally just speak to random people, right? Mm-hmm. But back in
funny story, actually, on that note, we went into a lobby the other day, and I think we were online, and we went into the lobby, and you can hear people talking. And I was like, because they could be from anywhere in the world, and I went, "Bonjour." And a guy went, "I don't speak baguette." I was just in stitches. Anyway, sorry, carry on.
Good old-fashioned racism.
It had me going.
But back in the day, it used to be a place where you could be on your own, go into a game, join a random group of people, say hello, and everyone would be really nice.
Because it was
new. It was this place where, like, only... not, like, a certain type of person, but it was just, like... gamers back in the day, to give it that term, were all on the same page, all nice people. Nowadays, because gaming is such a broad thing that, like, everyone plays games, it's now the world is online, essentially.
But most things, if you look at Facebook and Facebook groups start off really positive, energetic, all intent, and then trolls get in, and then it can degrade into a cesspit.
So back in the day, everything, like, when I think about what it used to be like, I reminisce, because it was an amazing place where you'd go online and you'd make new friends. Like, I've genuinely made real friendships with actual people that I'd never met before, and then subsequently went and met.
I think I met someone that you'd met online. Yeah. We were together. What's his name?
Andy.
And I was like, "Oh, how do you guys meet?"
Well, and it was like Halo 2.
And I'm like, "What? Cool. Okay."
But weird, right?
Yeah, but cool, because now, it was the right intent back then.
Yeah. But now everyone's online, and you've just got like there's still pockets of politeness, but it's like the real world, right? If you don't go to the right areas, you just find really negative energy, negative people, and then just like foul language if you're a young child, which is hard to... You can't filter people out that use bad language on Fortnite, for example.
No.
There's no parental controls for that. Either Riley gets to play Fortnite or he doesn't. So like controlling exposure to these things is really difficult. But so like you can only say Riley can play with his friends and block other people completely. Mm-hmm. But like, I guess does he have friends that play it as well, or is he literally just playing with...
No, he's really got into it though during like lockdown. Like he was aware of it before, but like he's into Fortnite since lockdown. It's just obviously more time and he enjoys it. And weekends, I'm weirdly, because I've taken a step back and breathed a little bit, I'm enjoying gaming again. He's seen me game and bits like that, which is fun. But I think it's the same thing right now.
Don't play your iPad. I'm playing Call of Duty. You noob.
And then I think you said something about like the real world and people. The way that I think about it is Riley is now in a position in his life where he's starting to build real friendships. And I wouldn't take Riley to a random playground and chuck him into a random playground and say, "There you go, crack on, kid, play," and then take a step back. So the same for me translates online, which is if he has friends at school that play Fortnite, awesome. Connect, play, headphones on, cool. Really up for that. Until he's got that going and he understands that dynamic and he grows up a little bit, like until the day I actually weirdly feel comfortable putting him in a playground with randoms and saying, "Go make some friends," which is hard for anyone. Adults struggle with it.
Do you ever do that?
It'd be a weird thing to admit if I said, "Yeah, I go to playgrounds and make friends." No, but like an adult version of that is, do you feel comfortable going to a pub and just being on your own, shooting the shit and speaking to people at the bar? That's like a really hard life skill. Really hard life skill.
See, it's funny that you use like an example like that. It doesn't have to be a pub, obviously. It can be any public venue that people congregate. But most adults, probably UK adults, British adults, probably don't speak to people because that's kind of how it is, right? We don't
imagine. But imagine
we
going
keep
to
ourselves
like a,
to ourselves.
But if you're there with people that are in the same vein as you, like let's just say you. Let's say we went to
it's like a conference, football fans or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's use like we're not sports followers.
But we're gonna go down this thing. But
like you go to a stadium,
stood next to a fellow fan,
you've got a common
Well, you talk to
interest.
Them. But that's my point. Is like I want my kid to get comfortable.
Out of depth here, mate.
I want my kid to feel comfortable with his own. He's developing and learning what friendships are. Mm. I want him to get crystal clear on what a friendship and a relationship is before I expose him to external people that I can't control, have an influence over, and bits like that.
Yeah, and it's also like, I don't know if you have the conversation, if there's even a conversation to have, but I guess it's just you try and talk to them about being safe, but it's like you're trying to protect him from being exposed to the real world that is most of the time positive and good, mm-hmm. but has the potential to be really bad and scary and dangerous. It's like, you should always, it would be amazing if you could keep your innocence until the day you die. But unfortunately, as we get older, we're all mm-hmm. faced with reality and it makes us miserable. but so when it comes to kids, it's like he's only six, right?
Yeah.
So you don't want to have the real world talk with him right now because he just wants to play fucking Fortnite.
No, exactly. he enjoys the game. And to that point, is my job is to bubble wrap him as long as I can mm-hmm. so he enjoys his childhood for as long as possible. That's like my job. And I'm going to do that.
Yep.
And for me, it's not about having to explain to him right now about, hey, the reason you can't connect with these people is because there's these sorts of people in the world. That's just not what it's about. It's I'd rather him go, Dad doesn't let me have friends on Fortnite, mm-hmm. but I can still play without having to have that conversation about like the real world and what's going on. So
yeah, and I think that's a platform thing. Eventually, when they go back to school and he's got all friends and they're all playing the latest craze is, then he will. It's very easy for him to just play with his friends, so that you won't have to have that mm-hmm. that issue. But
because then it's an easy conversation. It's like yeah. Like he's like, oh, Johnny's got Fortnite, and I'm like, awesome.
Who's Johnny?
Yeah.
Ring his parents, and then it's like, okay, cool.
Can these guys play together? Yeah, yeah, cool. Let's do it. So then I'm like, Riley, here's the rules. People that you know from school.
Yeah.
It makes sense because you have a relationship with them. You know them. You want to play with them. You don't want to play with random people right now. You got friends to play mm-hmm. with. And then I can just ease him through that process. Until the day he's like fucking shouting down the mics and calling other people noobs because he's been playing this since he's 6 years old.
Till he's leading our squad on Call of Duty. It's like, Dad, pull.
But
pull your weight.
It was an interesting one for me. I think it's because I think the big learning for me is the stuff from my childhood where I boxed it off in my head is like, this is a game. This is social. This is this. This
the world's
is that.
Different.
It's different. Mm. So I'm kind of just, it kind of, that's why I spoke to you. I was like, this thing happened. And I'm like, it was new, bit scary, didn't think about it, and I think I need to think about things a bit differently.
Yeah, I remember my little brother had a similar thing, and like I say, you just kind of forget about it because you just assume sometimes, but yeah, it was only when you had that and remembered, it made me think, oh shit, yeah, like, if you actually think about how many different platforms and places and opportunities you get to speak to somebody, or someone that you don't know can speak to you, it's literally, it's the internet.
Yeah.
It's anywhere you post anything, like YouTube, like we were saying before.
For me, it's like Riley's developing his personality. I want him to develop it around people in real life, get these skills right before he starts to worry about how that translates online. He needs to be comfortable with himself around the people that he knows before the rest of the world.
Like it. We will leave it there. Bit of a journey this has, hasn't it? I'm sure... This is what the show's all about. We'll continue to go through it as Elliot gets older.
I've got a bomb to drop whenever you're ready.
As Reggie gets older as well, because obviously Riley's paving the way, and it'll be interesting to see how or if there's any similarities with, like, is Reggie showing signs of similar interests as Riley, or do you think they're two different people? Because like
my
older brother was a very outdoor kid, but I was indoor Xbox. So like
they've got massive different personality types. Mm-hmm. But interestingly, this morning, Reggie asked to play Fortnite.
Okay. Okay.
So
now you got to get him an iPad Pro.
he borrowed mine.
That's the bombshell, isn't it? We've just bought two more iPad Pros.
He bought... All right, I need your iPad back.
Take it.
I was thinking it through, actually, because I was like, because what he does, interestingly, okay, so he sits next to me. So when me, Sarah, and Riley, we play squads together, Reggie comes and sits on my lap, and every time we're in a vehicle, he'll like drive it and boost it. So he knows that and he enjoys it. He feels involved. And I was like, I'm not putting him into anything where there's any violence. Mm-hmm. He's already a fucking thug. Like, that kid is a thug.
You're
already
sightseeing on Fortnite.
So there's that thing where you can just go and browse the world. There's no guns.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
So you can go to basically live shows. Like, you can go and see.
Oh, okay. I knew about the shows. Like, they've had like Travis Scott concerts,
yeah, exactly,
and stuff like that.
So you
can
go to concerts. There's no guns. There's no violence. You jump about. So it let him jump in and think like he was playing Fortnite, which was cool. Okay. So he did that this morning for the first time.
Didn't know.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to sort of see how that dynamic plays out. Future shows, Reggie turns 4. So I'd like to talk about lockdown birthdays next week.
That'll be interesting.
So there's two shows on my mind right now that I'd like to cover.
What's the bombshell? What's the bombshell you got?
I think right now with what's going on in the world with Black Lives Matter.
Yep.
I think it's... I would like to jump on the mics and discuss openly... at high risk of putting my foot in my mouth.
Well, I didn't mention it today. Obviously, everything's going on in the world. It's like horrendous, but I felt that we should just focus on this right now. And I wasn't sure whether we should even bring it up on the show, not because I didn't know how to talk about it, but because obviously it's a serious topic and I didn't want to just like have a 2-minute moment.
No, I agree. Moment. So here's the thing that I want to touch on in a future show.
Just a heads up. We're getting to the end of the camera recording.
Okay, I'll make this super short because I know you're on a timer with the camera battery.
Much.
But we watch YouTube at home and it's on the TV. Mm-hmm. The thumbnails of the violence, Riley said, what's that?
Okay.
Okay?
That's interesting.
And I took pause and was like,
It's all the riots and stuff, you mean?
Images of the riots with thumbnails to clickbait thumbnails. So I was like, okay, how do you tackle this? And I thought, I need to think about this before I do it. And I was like, oh, it's just some more news
just
from around the world.
Yeah.
Play it down. But I'd love to get on the mics and speak to you and say, actually, not now, not in the future, maybe not short term, but as a parent, how do we instill the ethics that I know me and you have in a world that is clearly so torn right now? The whole Black Lives Matter movement, I love the fact it's getting the level of traction. I don't agree with some of the activities, but I think it's out of a combination of frustration with one, lockdown, and two, what's going on. But I would love to just touch on that as a show, as dads, talking about how we think about it for our kids.
100%.
So I've done some crazy shit in my house. I've kicked my fucking gran out because she was racist at one point. She said racist comments. And that's her generation.
We won't get into it now, but that is literally the whole argument, right?
Yeah.
It's like tackling your peers. Guys, stay tuned for next week's episode, and thank you so much for listening and or watching this week's episode. If you want to get in touch, get any pop tips, advice, share it with us, or want anything from us, you can email dadknowsbest@nbs.fm. Until next time. I don't know why I say that every time. I feel like there should be something there. I like salute.
I'm watching Ballers at the moment, and in Ballers, Dwayne Johnson, he says ciao at the end of a phone call and then gets off the phone. He's like, why the fuck did I say ciao? So, guys, ciao.